The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my dear friend Todd from the Liberty University studios. Now, we have so much that we're going to deal with as we head through the next couple of moments. I don't even have the wherewithal to describe all of the amazing people dropping by. They include Greta Van Susteren, Liz Peek, a number of members of Congress, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. But we have to start with the man himself, and he is, well, like most of us, concerned gravely about what happened to Congressman Lee Zeldin up in New York, and that is Todd Starnes. Todd, thank you for being here.
Jeff, good morning from the West Coast. Here in Salem, Oregon, getting ready for our big event later today with our great affiliate here, KYKN, and appreciate letting me drop in on the show today.
Well, it is called the Todd Starnes Show. It's very difficult to keep Todd Starnes away from that. You sound great, even though you are in Oregon, and I was following your adventures, man. It looked like you could have walked there faster, huh?
Yeah, it took 22 hours to get here, but finally arrived about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and got a good night's rest. The folks at KYKN, they are just the consummate hospitality gurus. Put me up in a beautiful hotel. Went on a little walking tour of downtown Salem this morning, and I was in search of a good biscuit. So, and so far, I have no Antifa sightings.
All right, now I know we have to talk about Lee Zeldin, but do you mind if I take 10 seconds here and say, as a Southern gentleman by choice, not by birth, as fortunate as you were, but I got here as quickly as I could, I'm looking at the tea and the biscuits, and I don't know, what were your thoughts?
The iced tea was wonderful.
Okay. All right, let's leave
great food, but they're real big on German sausage here, and it was pretty incredible to have some of that for breakfast. So having a great time here, and I will say this, they've already told me, and by the way, folks, tickets are available for the big Todd Starnes barbecue tonight, but they're going to be serving up something called Santa Monica-style tri-tip and chicken.
Oh, Todd, that is such a unique form of barbecue. Oh, my gosh. Look, I was envious before, but man.
I would tell you to hop on a plane and come out here, but it'll be next week before you get here.
No, I'm gonna look forward to hearing your description and your reviews. Post a couple of photos on Facebook and Getter, and my gosh, it'll be great. All right, you and I think are both concerned with the rise of the violent leftists. The leftists now just have decided the laws don't apply to them, and we just saw Congressman Lee Zeldin up in New York running for governor. I mean, the crazed leftists tried to murder him.
Yes, and he was let out of jail without any bond having to be posted at all, and that's because of New York State's laws regarding that. Here you have a man who tried to assassinate a sitting United States congressman running for governor, and he was literally let out of jail on a felony charge. I mean, it's not like he wasn't charged. He was charged with a felony. But under New York's laws, governing bonds, he was let go. They had to let him go. And Jeff, I don't know if you've seen the video. We have it up on our website. It was very clear to me that he was going for the carotid artery. I mean, you can see the arm, you can see the hand and where it was going. And now we understand that, it was some sort of, some sort of a device that he had on his hands that had sharp edges to it. So he was basically going to try to slice the guy's neck open.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, thankfully, Lee Zeldin, you know, he's a veteran. He's a tough guy. He was actually able to defend off the attacker. But Todd, you think about this. And again, folks have to go to ToddStarnes.com. Take a look at the video. This depraved, disgusting person is back out on the streets. God only knows what he's planning for today.
And that's a great point. And this has been the argument from so many people in New York City, where you can literally go and crack somebody over the head with a baseball bat and you will not sit in jail. You will be given a summons to show up. And that's because of these leftist laws that have been placed on the books. And the reason for these laws, again, the argument was, well, a lot of the criminals don't have a lot of money, so they can't post bail. So you have to be fair to the criminals. And that's why they're letting them out. But again, what gets me are the number of people in the media and the Democrat Party who seem to think it's perfectly okay to go out there and try to assault conservative lawmakers or Supreme Court justices. That's what concerns me here.
It's a grave concern, Todd. There's absolutely no respect for law on the part of the leftist. And some of them are living in an imaginary world anyway. AOC with the mock handcuffs the other day. I mean, it's just insanity.
Well, it is insanity, Jeff Katz, but again, thank goodness that Congressman Zeldin was able to fend off the attacker. You had a couple of military veterans who jumped into the fray, and his running mate, she is a retired New York City police officer, and she jumped in, and she was able to help stave off this attacker as well. I mean, this could have been a very, very bad situation. My recommendation is that any Republican running for anything should have some sort of security around them in the event, God forbid, something like this happens again.
That's so true. You see so many of the elected officials who want to be close to the people. They want to help out their constituents. But my gosh, in this day and age, you've got to be on guard for these crazed, depraved individuals. And again, in New York, Todd, they got off. I mean, they let go. It's crazy.
And Jeff, that's the word, that's the phrase we need to pay attention to, crazed. They're saying this guy was some sort of a lunatic. Okay, well, why was he let out on the streets? I mean, if he is in fact a lunatic or a crazy person, why is he in a hospital, incarcerated, to protect the public at large, and quite frankly, to protect Mr. Zeldin? I do think that the Justice Department needs to step in here. This was an attack on a duly elected member of Congress, and that just cannot stand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There ought to be a federal investigation, federal involvement. What do you think Kathy Hochul's responsibility is for this, Todd?
Well, she's the governor of the state. And so what she needs to do is step in and do something about these laws. We've got to get these laws off the books, which, again, is why Lee Zeldin is running for governor, because she's not going to do that. The Democrats are on the side of the criminal in America. And that's why Lee Zeldin is running. He's leaving his safe seat in Congress to run for governor of the state of New York.
Yeah. Well, listen, I wish him well. I wish you well as well, Todd. You want to give everybody the details, because you said there's still tickets available for the Todd Starnes Barbecue.
Yeah, but we're going to have a couple of hundred folks out there tonight. Adam's Ribs Smokehouse is going to be preparing and it's my understanding it's the best barbecue joint in the entire state of Oregon. Wow. And they're going to be there. The Beloved Cheesecake group is going to be here. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of great food, a lot of great laughter. And we want folks to come out and say hello and drop by KYKN.com. That's our local affiliate in Salem. And they have all the details there. And it's a family-friendly event, so bring the wife, the kids, the whole crew.
I love it, Todd. Have great fun out there. I'm looking forward to hearing all about it, seeing the photos, and as always, keep doing what you're doing. You're fighting for the right causes, my friend.
Have fun today, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. That is Todd Starnes, and he's right here on his own program, Todd Starnes. Yes. By the way, if you haven't gone to ToddStarnes.com yet, please do that, because one of the things I want us to address, as I am fortunate enough to be sitting in for Todd today, is this brutal attack on New York Congressman Lee Zeldin. This is insane. Well, you know, I say insanity, and I think, no, wait a minute, that's a legal term. That means somebody doesn't know right from wrong. This guy, in my opinion, I'm not using any names. I'm not going to give him any degree of celebrity. But this person who attacked Lee Zeldin, and it was clear, again, go to ToddStarnes.com, look at the video. This guy, I believe, was trying to slice Congressman Zeldin's head off. I really do. That's what this attack was. And how can you look at this, how brutal this is, how disgusting this is, how vile this is, and you arrest him? You charge him with a felony, and then you turn around and say, okay, hey, grab yourself some lunch here. Take this note that says you'll be back, okay? Right? We know, of course we trust you. How can we not? You're such an impeccable paragon of virtue and responsibility. Never mind trying to murder a sitting congressman, trying to assassinate somebody who is in Congress today and running to be governor of the state of New York. Well, what can I tell you? Now, a couple of things I have to tell you. I've mentioned ToddStarnes.com. Again, I urge you to head on over to ToddStarnes.com. This is one of the issues we'll chat about with Joe Moreno in about 20 minutes or so. Joe Moreno, in my opinion, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. Former U.S. attorney, counsel to the FBI, admitted to practice law here in the United States and in England and Wales, and a heroic veteran of the United States Army, still serving as a reserve officer, the JAG, the Judge Advocate General Corps. He's just brilliant. And I want to chat with him. And he is a native New Yorker. Now, I don't hold that against him, because he, like me, got south of the Mason-Dixon line as quickly as he could. So we'll chat with him. And I want to remind everybody, we've got some brand new listeners. Cool 1540 WYCL out in Youngstown, Ohio. Oh, my gosh. Welcome aboard. So happy to have you. And if you are a part of the program today, if you do, give us a call at 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. You get on the air, guess what? You're getting a signed copy of Todd's latest, the devotional, Our Daily Biscuit. Oh, I love that book, but now I'm thinking about biscuits. Oh, can I ask a terrible favor of you? Well, it's a shameless thing, but I'm going to ask it anyway. You're on Getter. You're watching Todd Starnes on a regular basis, as I am. You're following all of his updates. Would you mind following me as well? I would love that. I'd really appreciate it. The Jeff Katz Show over on Getter. The Jeff Katz Show over on Getter. Guess what? It is Jeff Katz in for my dear friend Todd Starnes. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNES, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNES. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNES, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square.
Jeff Katz in today for my friend Todd Starnes. It is the Todd Starnes Show. A couple of moments from now, we're going to get a little insight into some of these recent Supreme Court decisions and, Well, I just got to get a little insight into one or two other things that are going on in the legal world. I want to know what's going on with this January 6th miniseries. This thing is out of control. And every time it seems like they have a special guest star, I'm still waiting for Jussie Smollett to make an appearance, because I don't think there's any credibility in any of the folks they've called. And I look at the people who are on that committee, and you know what the real agenda is, right? The real agenda, and I think Liz Cheney, soon to be former congresswoman from Wyoming, I think she actually let it slip that the real purpose of this whole kangaroo court is to keep former President Trump from running again. And you can see how the Democrats are maneuvering right now. Make no mistake. The slow-mo Joe Biden and the COVID situation, it's going to give some Democrats a real easy out, isn't it? It's going to allow them to say, oh, you know what? We're kind of done. We're going to move on. We're going to do this. And all the bad things that happened, all the suffering that's been inflicted on the American people, they're going to be able to say, oh, no. You know, that was all Biden. That's not us. Oh, we've got this whole blah. Ugh. God, these people just make me sick. They really do. But we are going to be chatting about that in just a couple of moments. Now, I have to remind you about something. And this, to me, is so vital. We are living in a day and age when the cancel culture comes after anybody and everybody who dares to say anything that they don't agree with, including their own. So when you have the opportunity to support people who believe the things that you do, when I have the opportunity to support people who believe in what I do, let me tell you, I take every opportunity to do that. I'm going to tell you a little bit later, but like Mike Lindell, good buddy. And I mean, his products are amazing. We've been talking about MyPillow products for what, a decade? You come into Casa Cats, I'm going to tell you right now, everything from the mattress to the towels to the slippers, the pillows, but I don't want to talk about that right now, believe it or not. I want to remind you about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative wireless carrier in America. It is simple as that. They share our beliefs and they do something about it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you and I care about. You switch to Patriot Mobile now. You've got to use promo code Todd. You'll get free activation. You'll get a free gift as well. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage and uses the same towers that the other carriers use. They have plans to fit any budget, along with great discounts for our veteran and first responders, real heroes. And they've also got discounts for multi-line users. Switching to Patriot Mobile, easy? Oh, yeah. All you do is you go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you call their U.S.-based customer service team. Can I remind you again? U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. You get your special discount. You get free premier activation by using promo code Todd. You want more details? Visit patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Patriot. And I remind you that everybody who joins us today will be a part of this program thanks to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Just for a point of reference, I was joking a little bit with Todd a couple of moments ago about this very bizarre biscuit that he had to experience or enjoyed experiencing. I don't know. I can't quite tell which way it was out there in Salem, Oregon, as getting ready for the big Todd Starnes barbecue. I'm from Philadelphia originally, grew up in Philadelphia, spent years and years and years in Boston, and every once in a while I'd have the chance to come south, and I'd go, oh my God, this is where I need to be, and then I'd have to go back for some reason. Well, I'm very happy to say that located now in Central Virginia, our affiliate for the Todd Starnes Show is my radio station, News Radio WRVA, and we've just got a different way of looking at things. And we must never allow ourselves to be marginalized. And it's not just geography, it's mindset. We know how the leftists feel about us. And I want to remind you of something which you may or may not be aware of. The uber leftists, the hardcore progressives, they hate us. I mean, they really do. They hate us with a passion. And once you can accept that, Stop whining about it. Stop crying about it. Stop thinking, oh my gosh, if only I could be nicer, if only they're never going to like you. because you believe in things they despise. You and I have a personal faith. We believe in God. They hate that. They want you to believe in government as the ultimate provider. You and I think, well, we should probably be self-reliant and independent. Oh, no. They hate that. They want you dependent on them. So if you are waiting for the legacy news media types to be fair, it's never going to happen. If you're waiting for those uber leftists to be nice, it's never going to happen. And once you can come to terms with that, I'm telling you, there is a certain freeing experience. You'll actually be much happier. Couple of things. Do me a favor. Follow me on Getter, please. The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. Oh, and make sure you're headed over to ToddStarnes.com. Jeff Katz in for Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. Todd's in Oregon getting ready for the big Todd Starnes Barbecue, KYKN, great affiliate out there. Also, a very special mention to the folks in Youngstown, Ohio. New listeners on a new affiliate, Cool 1540 WYCL in Youngstown. Of course, everybody listening to the program as we broadcast from the Liberty University studios. Now, the Supreme Court has, they've been very active. We've seen some really, really important decisions come down. A decision, if I understand it correctly, just coming down recently, last few hours, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the newest member of the court, voting on this. And I just wanted to get some insight in that. And also, if there are any legal standards at all for these January 6th hearings. Well, if I'm looking for legal insight, I know exactly who to go to. He is, as I describe him, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. I could run down his resume, a former U.S. attorney, counsel to the FBI, practice that goes back for decades, distinguished service in the United States Army, admitted to practice law. If I recall, England and Wales. I don't know why Scotland's not letting him do it. But Joe Moreno is his name, and I'm thrilled to say that Joe is joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line on the Todd Starnes program. Joe, thanks for being here.
Jeff, my friend, always a pleasure to be on with you.
Oh, my gosh, it's wonderful to hear your voice. Now, before we dive into all this important stuff, England and Wales said, yeah, Moreno can come here, put on the wig, put on the robe, and practice. So what's the deal with Scotland? How come they're not letting you do it?
Yeah, no love from the Scots, right? I mean, jeez. I don't know what's going on over there. I obviously should spend some more time in the UK and make myself known.
Yeah, but that's what you're going to have to do. All right. Now, I get a lot of legal stuff that I want you to analyze, and this is a bit of a curveball, but you're a native New Yorker, Army vet. Lee Zeldin is an Army vet. Congressman Lee Zeldin running so hard for governor of New York, and yesterday attacked, I would dare say, an attempted assassination. The guy's charged with a felony and then released immediately. What kind of laws do they have up in New York these days?
Yeah, Jeff, it's amazing, right? I mean, Lee Zeldin happens to be a close personal friend of mine. We served together in the Army. I've known him for about 10 years. He's got a beautiful wife, two beautiful daughters, lives out in Long Island in the New York's first district where I grew up, coincidentally, and he's a great American. And it's unbelievable that, you know, people look around and say, why are we having problems with crime in our inner cities in place like New York City? Well, guess what? When you do things like get rid of cash bail, yep, and you basically have as a default anyone, more or less anyone, who commits a crime, even violent crimes, be let out, I mean, what do you think is going to happen, right? So sure enough, you have a person who assaulted with a knife, my friend Lee Zeldin. He got wrestled to the ground. There's no question about what happened. It's caught on videotape in front of a crowd of people at a campaign event, and a few hours later, he's let out.
Is there any chance that the laws are amended? I mean, I assume that's part of the reason that Congressman Zeldin said, man, I got to get into this to protect people.
He's actually, yes, he's been a champion of revisiting these laws for about 2 years now, since New York unwisely put them into effect. And Lee has said time and again, if he is elected governor, that'll be one of his top priorities. And my guess is now it's even that much more personal to him. It's just unbelievable. I mean, to make these kinds of decisions and then sit back and scratch your head as to why you see an erosion of quality of life in places like New York City. I mean, it's hard to believe, right?
It is. Anyway, let's move on to a few other things. The Supreme Court, my perspective, I'm not asking you all for your perspective, but I thought there was some really, really fascinating decisions that came down, not just Dobbs, which undid the Roe v. Wade practice, but the Bruin case also from New York. And now the first case that the newest justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, could vote on, this involves immigration and the border. What exactly does it touch on?
Well, I mean, Jeff, big picture is just first in terms of all of these cases, and I'm happy to give you my opinion on what's happening here because it's an exciting time.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the first time in probably any of our lifetimes, probably since the 1940s, that mm-hmm. you have a court, a consistent conservative majority on the Supreme Court that has committed to reading the law and reading the Constitution as it's written. I mean, unbelievable, right? Like, who would have thought that was a good way to go?
That's right.
And to think that some of the loudest voices complaining about these decisions are coming out of Congress and at the state level, when the court is consistently saying, we at the judiciary should not be making law, and the executive branch in the administrative state should not be making law. Guess who makes the law? Congress and state legislatures, the people's representatives. And
yeah.
So that's this consistent theme you're seeing over and over again, is that the court is saying between the judiciary, judges making laws, and the administrative state, where you have agencies like the EPA and the Department of Education just going wild, taking congressional statutes and stretching them in a way that Congress clearly didn't intend, the court is saying, no, let's restore power to exactly where it belongs. And that's the branch of government which people elect to pass laws.
It's hysterical on one hand. I remind everybody, Joe Moreto is joining me. Joe is, and he won't say it, so I will, just a truly brilliant man, an incredibly talented attorney, a lifetime of service. Joe, the very people, as you point out, who are elected to make the laws are like throwing up their hands going, oh my gosh, I don't want to do my job. No, you handle it. You handle it. And you're right. That's been the consistent theme from the court. Hey, we have a role. The executive has a role. But ladies and gentlemen, this is your role.
Yeah. I mean, and to say, I mean, and some of the hyperbole, I mean, calling the court fascist and calling it judicial activism, it's raw exercise of judicial authority. Guess what? Roe v. Wade was a raw exercise of judicial authority. You had five judges in robes effectively making a decision that for 50 years took an issue that's very, very important to millions of Americans mm-hmm. out of the hands of the legislatures at every level and said, basically, right. You can't touch this because we say it's in the Constitution. Well, guess what? 50 years later, finally, you have a majority saying, you know what, it's not in the Constitution, no matter how hard you want it to be. There are ways to put that sort of thing in the Constitution. It's called an amendment, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not the case here. So regardless of your personal views on abortion and Dobbs and Roe, I mean, what this is a consistent ideology to say, again, you know, we're looking at the law and the Constitution as it was written. And if you want to change it, you can't just invent stuff. You can't just read things out of it. You have to do the hard work. Pass a law at the state level. Pass a law at the federal level. Pass a constitutional amendment. Those are all things that happen all the time. That's it. That's how you have to do these things. You can't expect a court to do it for you.
You know, Joe, one of the other things that was interesting to me about Roe throughout the years, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, while we knew her opinion on abortion, and she was very, very, very consistent on that and very open. Now, I disagreed with her completely, but that was fine. But she talked about Roe, and she said, my God, this is just I'm going to paraphrase here, but a colossal screw up. This is not well written. It's not well. It's just insanity. And so to me, it's just fascinating to watch the fallout. I'm also watching, I'm probably the only one, I think I'm watching it so that other people don't have to watch it, the January 6th miniseries, and it's been cast sort of like it's a trial. Are there any actual legal rules or ethical standards that are in place for this committee hearing?
Well, legal rules or ethical standards, I tell you, Jeff, I mean...
I said that with a straight face, don't you laugh at me.
We would wish there would be, right? No, yeah. I mean, it's whatever Congress says it is. And it's, you know, I mean, look, I have watched these hearings, every single one of them, you know, including the eighth one that went for 3 hours last night.
Nice.
There were some that elicited some good testimony. I mean, I got to say that.
Okay.
The committee did bring to light information that, look, we got to get it somehow. But that being said, anybody who watches it with an honest, objective look has to come away saying, look, this is really one-sided. I mean, it's like sitting through a trial where you only hear from the prosecutor, and there's no defense counsel, and there's no cross-examination of witnesses, and there's no challenging the government's theory. Well, you know, yeah, you can get away with that at a congressional hearing because, you know, Congress can kind of make its own rules. But anybody who pays attention to the legal system, who's looking at this through a legal lens, you got to be like, this is not the way the system works. It's not American. I mean, we don't do this sort of thing. And so, you know, I think that there was a big misstep in the way the committee was formed. I mean, the speaker's decision to not put any Republicans except for two very anti-Trump hand-picked Republicans effectively makes it, they all agree with each other. There's no dissenting voices. And so, and even the way they present evidence, I mean, it's even the powerful evidence, it's very one-sided. There's no dissenting views. There's no other perspective. And so therefore, no matter how good a job they do, a lot of people in this country are going to kind of say, that sounds like propaganda to me.
So what do you think happens at the end? Because I think they're wrapping it up, although I did see a note that they may bring it back in September, which, geez, would be very clear, very near, rather, to the midterm elections. But does anything come of it?
Something tells me that these representatives would be better off in their home districts running for re-election in September than sitting in Washington rehashing the committee's findings. So color me skeptical. I think it goes nowhere. I think it peaked about a month ago with Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony. It was powerful. Yep. I said it myself when I saw it, but I think by last night it was sputtering. It was cruising on fumes, and it was apparent to me that they were just kind of rehashing the same thing over and over again. I think we'll see a report. I think they will time it as close to the midterms as possible for maximum political impact. That's in my humble view, I don't think it will have much impact.
Fair enough, Joe. I value your opinion, and I'm always so grateful and appreciative for you making some time for us. Besides your professional life, you've got a beautiful family that you're taking care of, and I know you're doing some double duty at the moment. So I thank you for being here. Have a wonderful weekend, friend.
Jeff, my man, it's always an honor. Have a great one.
Thank you, sir. That is Joe Moreno, and Joe, he's a wonderful guy. He's a brilliant, brilliant legal mind. I hope I never need him. I mean, really, I... I'm very happy not dealing with legal issues, but man, if I were to deal with a legal issue, I'll tell you right now, I would reach out to Joe. I want to remind you about one of Todd's favorite things, Life Change Tea. You know, it is one of his favorite sponsors. They're having their big summer sale. You buy three, you get one free. This summer, why not make a commitment to feel your very best? Life Change Tea is an amazing, natural, gentle cleanse you can use daily for optimum gut health, and Todd drinks it every single day. Right combination of 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. Life Change Tea has actually been around since 2007. It's made right here in the USA, easy to brew. You keep it in your fridge, you drink it daily. It is summertime, and Todd always wants to have a big glass, and that's why he has chosen to drink Life Change Tea daily. So here's how you get it. You go to thetea.com, getthetea.com, getthetea.com. Use the discount code Todd10. You get an additional $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 saving. Again, getthetea.com. Use discount code T-O-D-D and the number 10 for an additional $10 off plus free shipping. I don't want you to miss out. Remember, you can give us a shout, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. If you have not, as of yet, seen the Lee Zeldin attack video, go to toddstarns.com right now and take a look at it. And while you're messing around online, would you do me a favor? I would really appreciate this one. Would you go to Getter and follow the Jeff Katz Show? Yes, I already follow Todd Starnes, but I'm asking you to double up, all right? Do me a favor and follow the Jeff Katz Show on Getter. It is Jeff Katz in for Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. I'm excited because this evening, I'm going to let you in a little secret. I'm headed to a concert, and it is featuring one of my favorite artists, Aaron Lewis. Now, I was a fan of Aaron Lewis back in the Stained days, and I mean, they're still out there. He's still doing that, but he's doing so much as an individual and with the Stateliners now. And you remember his song, right? I mean, it's just about a couple of months ago. And did it not speak to each of us? Am I the only one? You know the one I'm talking about. So I've got the opportunity. I'm going to see Aaron Lewis tonight. I'm so excited. And just between us, I'm actually going to get the chance to meet Aaron Lewis. There are not that many conservatives that come out of Massachusetts. And the two of us will be just pretty close to about 80% when we meet tonight. But I'm looking forward to that. My bride is heading in the opposite direction, which is bizarre. She's going to see Hanson. Do you remember Hanson? Bop. Now, at this point, I do believe that the youngest Hanson is actually, I think he's eligible for Social Security. But anyway, so she's going to see Hanson and Good for her. She'll have fun. I'm sure that's great. Okay. You and I have got some serious business to address. There's no question about it. Let me very quickly here. We've got just enough time. Can we get cut number four, please, President Biden?
You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Yeah. Wrong! Because Joe Biden now has COVID, as we know. Now, the question really does become, what's the real maneuvering here? Look, I don't want anybody to be sick. I really don't. I don't care whether I agree with you politically or not. I don't wish illness on anybody. And I am that guy, quite frankly. I've always had two containers of Purell on my desk. I don't like, I'm not a germaphobe, but I don't like them. So I do everything I can not to get sick. But if you're Joe Biden, no, not even Joe Biden, if you're the president of the United States, and every single solitary part of your life is carefully planned, who you're going to meet with, when you're going to meet with them, how you're going to meet with them, when you're going to get lunch, when nap time is, are you getting extra tapioca? The whole thing is planned out and scripted. So my question becomes, if he can get it, are we now done with all of the COVID hysteria? Is that it? Are we done? Can we now all say, well, looks like anybody can get it. In fact, looks like maybe everybody is going to get it. And if that's the case, do we need updates? Do we need updates on so-and-so got a cold, so-and-so got this? I don't know. But I really am beginning to wonder, and we'll explore this more as we head through the next couple of moments. Are the leftists now positioning themselves to jettison Joe Biden? Is this it? Because I think that they're looking at him the way they always have, as a very useful idiot. The only one who didn't realize he was a useful idiot was him, because he's a useful idiot. Make sure you are checking out ToddStarnes.com, ToddStarnes.com. I'd appreciate a follow on Getter, The Jeff Cat Show, if you don't mind. The Jeff Cat Show on Getter. It is Jeff in for Todd. The Todd Starnes Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, oh, so happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. You know, Todd is visiting with some great listeners out in Oregon. The big Todd Starnes barbecue is taking place. KYKN, the great affiliate out there in Salem, Oregon. So I am absolutely looking forward to the photos and the reports that Tom files for us. Now, I'm going to remind everybody, we're broadcasting from the Liberty University studios. And if you've seen the video of Congressman Lee Zeldin under attack, then you understand just how outraged I am. If you've not seen it as of yet, please go and visit ToddStarnes.com. I would do that right now, ToddStarnes.com. I sit here, and I'm going to sound like one of those fans, but I am a fan of Greta Van Susteren. I've watched her throughout the years. I'm always amazed and impressed with her brilliance and her acumen, and I'm just humbled that I get the chance to chat with her today. Greta, thank you for being here.
You know, it's so funny. It's like if you talk to my brother and sister, they'd say, she is such a dope. If I ever ran for president, they'd say, oh, my God, she couldn't tie her shoe to the fourth grade. Are you kidding me? You know, so it's all, you know, it's all perspective. The more you know, the less you'll be impressed.
Well, I doubt that. And I'm pretty sure you got the whole shoe thing covered by this point, right?
I'm in the loafers now, so I'm kind of safe.
Yeah. All right, you maybe gaze down at my shoes, which involve four Velcro straps. So maybe
that would have been good for me. I
hear you.
Velcro when I was a kid.
Oh my gosh! Well, listen. First of all, it is really wonderful to chat with you, and it's wonderful to see you on Newsmax with the record. Again, you just are blowing it right out of the water.
You know, it's really fun for me because look, I loved being at CNN and Fox. MSNBC was a bad experience for me, but whatever. They thought I was a bad experience for them, too. Then I went off and did a weekly political syndicate show. It was really fun with Gray Media, and I did a documentary for Voice America, and we got a bunch of awards on it for the Rohingya in Bangladesh. It was really fun. But I missed the daily live show of cable. It's really gritty. You know, it's not... Would you rather be in the House or the Senate? I'd rather be in the House. It's grittier. The Senate is maybe a little bit saner in some ways, but I'd rather be in cable than on broadcast. Well, it fits my personality better.
I'll tell you what. Well, you got a lot of fans. I am one of them. I want to ask you to talk a little bit about what happened in New York. And if memory serves, you are a practitioner of the dark arts, right? You're licensed and barred and all that good stuff. You're
in
an attorney.
D.C., Washington, D.C. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I practiced law and taught at Georgetown Law School for 20 years.
Wow. So take a look at Lee Zeldin. This guy comes at him. Now, it's pretty clear to me, this guy basically wants to slice Lee Zeldin's head off. They arrest him, charge him with a felony, and then give him directions to the nearest McDonald's. Thanks. See you later.
Oh, no. I tell you, look, I was a criminal defense lawyer, and times have changed. My clients wouldn't get a low bond for something like that. They'd get a bond that they couldn't reach, so they'd be stuck in jail to protect the community and everything. But, look, it's just terrible. But, I don't, it depends on two things. One is the, a number of things. One is the bail laws. They have been relaxed. Two is the DAs who are making the decisions. Three is whether the facility is overcrowded or not, whether they have the capacity to add more people. So there are a lot of factors. But when you attack someone who, a high profile person, you're asking for trouble if you don't figure out a way how to detain them when it's a violent crime. And this is a violent crime.
So, given that Lee Zeldin is a sitting member of Congress, is there a role for the Department of Justice or the U.S. Attorney up there?
Well, there's always a role for you. You just find a federal crime, like find a hate crime if the person said something anti-Semitic or something. But I suppose you could then impose some sort of federal bonds and do it that way. Try to detain them. But oftentimes when people always say, let's charge them with a hate crime. Someone who murders someone because the person's black or a certain religion, everyone always calls for it to be a hate crime. And I've never quite understood it as a defense lawyer, because if my client kills somebody, there's likely, if you're in a death penalty state, you're going to get a death penalty. Adding a hate crime on it by the feds isn't really going to do much, except now you've taken up all the resources of the federal government to prosecute for the hate crime when my client's going to get death from the state for the murder, for the underlying murder. So in some ways, oftentimes these extra charges are it's almost like window dressing.
Interesting. So
And think about it. If you go to court, I've gone to, a million trials. Let's say that my client's got five armed robberies, and it's in one indictment, five different people held up. Is that each one carries life? Well, if you charge four of them, that's one less that you have to prove, and that's one less area where you're likely to make a mistake that gives someone an appealable issue on appeal that might vacate all the other offenses. What do you want to achieve? Do you want to lock the person up for good? Then select those crimes. So we'll lock them up for good and add a couple just in case of problem. But don't overcharge. Overcharging is a horrible mistake by prosecutors.
That's interesting. Greta Van Susteren joining us, host of The Record on Newsmax. Greta, I 1,000 years ago in a galaxy far, far away, I was a police officer. And we were always instructed initially when we made the arrest, okay, if you can think of what they did, then you charge them with it. But then it went to, in our case, the district attorney, who would look at it and go, yeah, spitting on the sidewalk, we're good. Take that one off, and we're going to focus on these two felonies and this one high-level misdemeanor, much like you're saying.
Where were you a cop?
Philadelphia.
Oh, well, that's an interesting, busy district.
It's a good place to be from, yes. That's how describe it. But you're right about the overcharging. Let me ask you, and I don't know if this is appropriate or not, but what the heck, I'm going to ask it anyway. You look at these DAs, like the Alvin Braggs in Manhattan, the guy that they just kicked out, Chesa Boudin, in San Francisco.
Chesa Boudin, was he out of his mind?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy that all of a sudden now they're going to say, okay, you're a prosecutor. Maybe you should charge with the crime. What about L.A. with Cascon?
Well, Chesa Boudin was a public defender before he was a prosecutor. He should have stayed as a public defender. He was an aggressive person who fought for people's rights, and that's where he belonged. But when you become the prosecutor, your job is to enforce the law, not to use good judgment. You're not hired by the community to do what he was doing.
That's right. Do you think that Gascon in L.A. is going to face the same thing? Is it going to be recalled?
Well, when it gets bad enough and the people finally have had enough. Look, I have friends in San Francisco, very far left, and they can't. They couldn't. They'd call the police when their cars are broken, and the police wouldn't show up. Then they, the police would say you shouldn't lock your car so that it isn't broken and there isn't glass all right. Okay, so if you don't lock your car, you know what happens? People defecate in your car or sleep in your car. And these are, the person I'm talking about actually worked at the White House for 8 years under Obama, and she's at wit's end. You know, there's a, you know, no one should have to live like that who's working hard. And, it's just terrible.
It is. It's outrageous. And I guess we're going to just have to wait and see how this plays out, and we'll see what happens up in New York. Now, remind everybody, we're talking about The Record, your program on Newsmax. Give everybody the details. When should we be watching it? Can we rewatch
always.
It? Is it on demand?
Always. Okay. You can watch it on your television, 6 p.m. Eastern on your cable system, DirecTV. You can do it. The other way to do it is if you don't feel like paying for cable, is you get the free download, which is Newsmax TV app that you get from the App Store, obviously, and you can watch it there. And it's also all these things are on demand in the sense that you can go to the Newsmax website and find last night's show, which incidentally we had former Attorney General Bill Barr, who was quite interesting. He called Merrick Garland political for not making arrests outside Justice Kavanaugh's home. In violation of a particular statute, 1507, which says it is unlawful to protest to intentionally try to change a justice decision.
Right.
And I'm a big fan of the First Amendment, but at some point, if there's a statute and they're trying to do that and they're causing problems, then, statute should be enforced and the jury should be, let the jury decide whether it's a violation.
Bill Barr, I think, is a brilliant guy. I think he got beaten up initially, came out of really like a cushy retirement, right? He was doing boards of directors and playing his bagpipes and making a lot of money, came back to serve the country, and then gets beaten up on the other end of this. But I think he's an honorable guy.
Oh, he's an honorable guy. And the thing is, it's always different on the inside than on the outside. Like, we in the media, we're on the outside, so almost some people think taking pot shots at people. But actually holding down the job, whether it's attorney general or president or senator or whatever, it's a lot different when you're in the arena. And lots of times, in particular with, an attorney general, is a lot of the things that he does is bound by, grand jury secrecy. So he can't even defend himself, saying, we are doing this investigation. When I say, why don't you investigate X? He can't even say, actually, we are.
Right.
You have to sort of suck it up, and have half the country, insult you.
Yeah, it is a rough thing. Greta, I thank you so much for making time for us. I'll look forward this evening to watching you on Newsmax as I do on
a regular
basis. Absolutely, and I'm gonna get out a pair of lace-up shoes just to remind myself at 6 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax.
I probably shouldn't have said that. Anyway, all right. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
Thank you so much. That is Greta Van Susteren from Newsmax. She does host The Record. It is 6 p.m. Eastern, but she said the Newsmax TV app, great way to avail yourself of that. And I again want to pay tribute to our friends over at Patriot Mobile, because every single wonderful person we chat with, including Greta Van Susteren, is appearing on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And I want to remind you as well about Mike Lindell. Look, I like Mike. I have been a fan of Mike Lindell and the MyPillow products for forever. I mean, honest to goodness, when they first came out, I jumped all over it with the pillows, and it's just grown from there. One of the terrible things that's happening to Mike, you've seen this, the cancel culture where the guy is losing retail space. Why? Well, because he's open about his journey. I mean, he pulled himself up literally by the bootstraps, built this empire, employs thousands of Americans, and is a proud, unapologetic Christian, a proud, unapologetic conservative. Anyway, look, I love Mike Lindell, and I'm telling you right now, you take a look at your towels right now, they just don't seem to dry very well. They're soft, they're lotiony if you're getting them in the stores, but that's just not the way it has to be. You go and you check out MyPillow.com, you'll find that right around 2006, the towels started changing forever, and they started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that just made them feel, lousy, and they didn't work. So what did Mike do? He found the best towel company right here in the U.S. They've got proprietary technology. They create towels that are soft. They actually work. They're made, all made with USA cotton. They come with a MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Six-piece set, two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft and yet absorbent. Now, that's regularly $109.99, and that's a good deal. You can get it for 30 $49.99. Again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, get the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, including the towels. You enter promo code STARNS or you call them at 1-800-839-8506. I want to remind you, you want to be part of the Todd Starnes program, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. Do you think the Democrats are now done with Biden? I would love to hear what you're thinking about that. 844-747-8868. Check out ToddStarnes.com, ToddStarnes.com. And if you don't mind, just a personal favor here, give me a follow on Getter, please. The Jeff Katz Show over on Getter. The Jeff Katz Show over on Getter. It is Jeff Katz in for my friend Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Jeff, I listen to Todd just about every day, and I thought it was going to be very boring without him there. But you're knocking it out of the park. Thank you.
Well, that is awfully kind. Gosh, I think I've got cousins all over America. Well, thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. It is Jeff Katz in for my friend Todd Starnes. Now, I got to tell you something, in all candor. I have known Todd for a long time. I think the world of Todd. I love his writing. I always have. I've loved his commentary and reporting throughout the years. And I'm a listener. What can I tell you? I listen to Todd. I love listening to Todd. I always have. And it's just great to have so many people who are part of this experience, discovering the Todd Starnes that I have known and enjoyed for such a long time. Here we are, the Liberty University Studios, and I do have to say congratulations to the wonderful people at Cool 1540, that's WYCL, in Youngstown, Ohio. I say congratulations because you made the right decision. You've added the Todd Starnes Show to the lineup, and now people in Youngstown, Ohio get to enjoy the wisdom, the wit, of Todd. And if you are in Youngstown, you give us a shout today, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. If you are in Youngstown, you're listening to Cool 1540, well, guess what? You get through, you become part of the program. We've got a very special gift for you today. Todd's latest, his daily devotional, Our Daily Biscuit, great, great read. You'll get a signed copy of that. So I would certainly invite you to become part of the program, 844-747-8868. Thanks as well to everybody who is enjoying the program over on Getter. I know that you are following Todd Starnes on Getter, and I'm asking for a favor. What can I tell you? Look, I'm not going to have a kajillion followers like Todd, but I could use a couple more. If you're on Getter anyway, would you follow The Jeff Katz Show on Getter? The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. A couple of moments from now, we've got to talk about what the Democrats have planned. Donald Trump, former president, has been traveling America, as you know. He's endorsed candidates here and there, and his candidates, for the most part, are beating the non-Trump-endorsed candidates. In other words, President Trump is still a force. I don't care whether you like him or you dislike him. He is a force. I personally will be very happy to support him if he chooses to run for re-election. If he chooses not to, okay, well, then it's everybody into the pool, right? I think the early money is certainly on Ron DeSantis, the governor out of Florida. Josh Hawley is another guy. Kristi Noem is somebody else, I think, who is without question on the short list. So I take a look at all of that, and I think, well, what are the Democrats going to do? I mean, I don't want to help them. You understand that. But Joe Biden now has told us just over the last couple of days. First, he told us he had cancer. And then immediately the White House goes, oh, no, no, that's not what he meant. And I'm thinking, you can make a mistake, right? Every one of us has made a mistake. Oh, I meant to say that I wanted mustard on that. And instead, I said I didn't want mustard. Fair enough. That's a mistake. I meant to order sweet tea and I ordered unsweet tea. No, that mistake you can't make. But you can make mistakes. How do you make a mistake by telling somebody, oh yeah, I have cancer? That same little speech he gave, by the way, somebody wrote to me, a couple of folks actually said, you know, he's given exactly the same speech, the same throwaway lines as well, where he said he has asthma. Now it's confirmed he has COVID. But did you notice how oh so quickly the White House says, oh, we don't need to know where he got it. We don't need to know when he got it or how he got it or who he got it from. Really? I don't know. I thought you wanted to know all that. I thought that's why the rest of us had to hide under our beds for 2 years. Something doesn't smell right here. Congressman Andy Harris will be with us. We'll tackle that issue just a couple of moments from now. Make sure you are checking out ToddStarnes.com. ToddStarnes.com. It's a wonderful Friday. Jeff Katz in for my friend Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show. It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd, joining you from the Liberty University studios. So much that you and I are dealing with, right? This terrible attack on Congressman Lee Zeldin. My gosh, I just, honest to goodness, I'm kind of finding it tough just to get past that. If you've not seen that video, and it is absolutely horrific video, but I think you have to see it. Go to ToddStarnes.com. You can see it there. You can see what this crazed leftist wanted to do to Congressman Zeldin. And it's just adding insult to injury to think that this guy got arrested, was charged, actually charged with a felony, and then was released. No bond, no bail. It's just nuts. Just nuts. And then you add in the fact that Joe Biden now, further along in what seems to be his cognitive decline, now he's got COVID. I'm just wondering if the Democrats are trying to figure out a way to say, yeah, we're just done with him. We're moving on to something else. I don't know. Congressman Andy Harris is joining us. I would dare say the congressman has got more than a few thoughts on each of those things. Congressman Harris joining us in the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's good to have you here. Can I start by just asking you to address what happened to one of your colleagues, Lee Zeldin, up in New York?
Yeah, look, fortunately Lee was okay and wasn't injured, but the fact of the matter is that, again, the Democrats are out of control. The leftists think that there's nothing wrong with committing violence, whether it's Antifa and the summer riots a couple years ago, whether it's unlawfully protesting outside of Supreme Court justices' houses. And, you know, the liberal justice system lets them get away with it. This case is particularly egregious. There was an attempt. This is an attempted assassination. If somebody lunges at your throat with a knife, look, I'm a doctor. There are a lot of things. If you cut in Mr. Zeldin's neck, he will die. And to release the person hours later on their own recognizance is just unbelievable to me. But this is where the left-wing justice system is headed.
And it's dangerous. I mean, you're talking about being a doctor, as you say, just the actual health issue related there. And then it is compounded with the legal sense of this. So is there a role, do you think, for the Capitol Police? Is the DOJ going to get involved in charging this guy?
Well, look, I would hope so. I would hope that they will rethink about whether or not this person ought to spend a little time in prison before they go to trial. And then how much time they should spend in trial, attempting to kill a potential, a politician. The bottom line is, and I know it's politicians. Look, I had a severe death threat against me last year, a felony death threat, and the person went to jail for it appropriately. But this goes far beyond that. This was a physical assault. And again, we know and I don't know what the prosecutor was thinking in that county in New York. But to release a person who attempted to kill the gubernatorial candidate is just beyond the pale. But look, I'm from Maryland. This kind of, again, the liberal ideas of justice is why we're on track to set a record murder rate again in Baltimore because we have a George Soros-elected prosecutor who just doesn't believe in prosecuting criminals.
It's insane. Andy Harris joining us, a member of Congress, and as he pointed out, a doctor. Let me ask you to put on your white coat for a couple of moments, Congressman, and let's talk about the latest health issues for Joe Biden. A couple of days ago, he tells us he has cancer. Then immediately the White House says, oh, that's not really what he meant to say. He's told that same story almost word for word, punchline for punchline about asthma in the past. I just don't know what to believe, except that now he has COVID. But the White House says, yeah, we don't know where he got it or when he got it or how he got it, and we don't care. So what gives?
Well, look, I guess, you know, fist bumping in the Middle East wasn't adequate protection for the president. You know, I thought it looked ridiculous. The fact of the matter is, look, COVID is here to stay. The coronavirus is going to continue to mutate. This Omicron variant, I wouldn't be surprised if three-quarters of Americans got it eventually. It's highly transmissible. Obviously, evades vaccine. You know, the president is double boosted. I'm sure most of the people he comes in contact with are double boosted. The fact of the matter is, regardless of how many vaccines you get, you can get the disease and you can transmit the disease. Thank goodness that the current variants are less lethal, less hurt, you know, cause less problems than the original coronavirus, COVID virus. But it's still dangerous, especially someone at Joe Biden's age. And but again, you know, look, we have to just live with it. This is going to be like the flu. It's going to come back every year. It's going to be a different strain every year. And we just have to live with it.
So you look at this, and as you're saying, we're going to live with it, and every year we'll hear about it. Does that mean that every year people will be expected to get booster shots like we get flu shots?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that the government has given up on forcing people to take vaccinations. There will likely be a booster shot available every year. Again, just like with the flu shots, it's going to be modeled after what they think is going to be the current variant that will circulate in the population. But I think we're done with the government forcing vaccinations. That didn't work. It obviously didn't work. As people remind, you know, exactly 1 year ago, the president said that if you get the vaccine, you're not going to get right. coronavirus and you're not going to spread it. Fact yep. of the matter is that wasn't true. The science is very clear now. The science behind any mask except a KN95 or an N95 mask is very clear, and yet you still see mask mandates that don't require, you know, the level of masks that would be required in order to provide any level of protection at all. And for most people, it just doesn't make any sense even to wear those masks, because just like the president, you can get it anyway.
Is President Joe Biden, medically speaking, in the world of his personal health, what you know from afar, is this man up to the job of being president?
No, I don't think so. And that's why, you know, I wrote the letter along with Dr. Ronny Jackson, the member of Congress who was a former White House physician. That's why we just sent a third letter to the White House requesting that the president agree to mental acuity testing. It was very interesting. You know, when Donald Trump was president, I clearly remember how the 25th Amendment was invoked, was attempted to be invoked by Speaker yeah. Pelosi. When it's yep. clear that Donald Trump, there is nothing wrong with Donald Trump's mental status, yet now we have a president who I think the average American looks at and just says this man is not mentally up to the job, and yet the White House refuses to have the president. I think every American should insist that this president take a mental acuity test. This is a dangerous world. The decisions this president makes and has already made have cost our economy tremendous things. You know, gas over $4 a gallon, inflation over 9%. You know, crime going way out of control. All these things are because of what this president has done in a short year and a half.
So you're in Maryland. You just had the primary election there for governor. Governor Hogan picked somebody. Former President Trump picked somebody. You want to let all of us know exactly how that worked out and how that might look in November?
Well, look, you know, Donald Trump's choice, Dan Cox, won, and won pretty handily. Governor Hogan, you know, had a hand-picked successor. She didn't win. He was upset at that. Look, the fact of the matter is, look, this is the way the system works. The Republicans pick their voters. I'm sorry, the Republican voters pick their candidate, and they right. pick the Donald Trump choice in this race. And that's the way the system works. So, you know, now the question is, you know, will the Hogan Republicans get behind the Republican candidate? Because I guarantee you the worst thing that can happen is that the ultra-liberal Democrat who's ahead in the polls, you know, Oprah Winfrey's choice for Maryland governor, is going to be much, much worse than Dan Cox would be.
Wow. It's just a fascinating situation. You and Maryland have got so many different things going on. Here you are, a pretty conservative member of Congress, representing a portion of Maryland. But then I look in the city of Baltimore, and I see your state's attorney, the mayor. You know, which one is facing federal charges? I forget.
Well, the state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, who, again, is the Soros, you know, Soros helped elect her. She's the one who decided not to prosecute low-level crime, and now our murder rate is through the roof. She actually lost her primary last week. She is not going to be the nominee. Thank goodness. I think, you know, citizens of Baltimore City are safer now with Marilyn Mosby going to be retired. But she's facing felony charges for lying about an application for a loan during COVID, where she claimed, and get a load of this, this is with a salary over $300,000, she claimed financial hardship due to COVID. In order to get a lower loan rate and to have an advantage on a loan, this is mind-boggling. Look, this is the disconnect the Democrats have. Again, between she and her husband, they earn well over $400,000 a year, and to them, both of them, by the way, on public payroll, so they didn't miss a paycheck during COVID. How someone like that has the nerve to claim financial hardship when we had people really having financial hardship due to government shutdowns? Some of the shutdowns caused by the same Democrats that Marilyn Mosby works for.
Why didn't former state's attorney Mosby look at what Baltimore Mayor Pugh did and just come out with a kid's book and take care of all the expenses?
but I guess she went to jail for that too.
There's a downside.
Bottom line is, the fact of the matter is, like many large cities that have been controlled by Democrats for years, the Democrats think they can get away with anything, and they usually do, but occasionally they don't. And Catherine Pugh didn't get away with it. Marilyn Mosby is not going to get away with it. But again, the voters had their say last week. They are scared. Carjacking's way up. Murder's way up in Baltimore. Nobody from surrounding communities wants to go there anymore for fear of the violent crime. They have to turn around.
They sure do. They sure do. Congressman, I appreciate you being here. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. That is Congressman Andy Harris, Dr. Andy Harris. I should have asked him which one he preferred, because you always keep your highest title. But he represents a portion of Maryland, and with some great insight there. I think this this election in Maryland is going to be interesting now that Dan Cox, who was endorsed by former President Trump, is the Republican nominee for governor. Are these other Republicans in Maryland going to get their stuff together, if you will, and say, okay, we're Republicans, we're conservatives, at least in theory, and we'll do what we need to do? You don't always win. Did we not learn this? Or maybe this is part of the problem of eliminating the whole idea of competition in the lives of children. I am of an age. God, I hate that phrase, but my doctor seems to use it all the time now. Well, you know, Jeff, you're of an age. Okay, stop. But I'm of an age. I remember when we played sports and we did keep score and somebody won and somebody lost. And here's what happened when you won. You said, hey, I won. Isn't that great? And here's what happened when you lost. You said, man, can't believe I lost. That stinks. Now I got to practice more. You learn to accept the defeat and move forward. Well, we don't have that anymore. Well, we're going to play sports, but we're not going to keep score. We're going to let everybody get a trophy. I'm sorry, that's wrong. It's just wrong. And this is what happens. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Now, if you're on the same team, and in theory, Republicans are on the same team, then you need to stand up, acknowledge that your particular candidate lost, and then get with the program. Simple as that. Thanks again to Congressman Andy Harris joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I want to remind you, of course, are always welcome. 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. Easiest way to get through. And if you are in Youngstown, Ohio, the newest affiliate, Cool 1540, WYCL in Youngstown. If you call in today from Youngstown, thanks to Cool 1540, you are going to get a signed copy of Todd's brand new book, the wonderful devotional, Our Daily Biscuits. Great read. It really is. It's just a great, great read. So get yourself on the air. Get yourself a copy of the book if you're in Youngstown. 844-747-8868. Here in the Liberty University Studios, Jeff Katz in for my dear friend Todd Starnes. This is the Todd Starnes Show. It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. Oh, so much to deal with. The final episode of this season's January the 6th miniseries, I think, is impending. I know it's not the right word, but that's kind of how I feel. You know, like impending. You think of something it's impending. It's a terrible thing that's going to happen, right? This an impending crisis, an impending disaster. That's just kind of how I feel about the January 6th miniseries, because that's what it is. It's just a terrible, terrible television show. And it's created as a television show. And you really do have to ask yourself, what the heck is going on with this? You look at these so-called witnesses, and they're using legal terms, but as we've heard, there's not really any standard or ethics that are employed, and there's no defense. Right? The guy who was on trial, and make no mistake, he is on trial, is former President Donald Trump. And yet, there's nobody there to speak on behalf of former President Donald Trump. Doesn't that strike you as, at the very least, bizarre? Let me give you the latest big event. They had a couple of outtakes from the speech that President Trump delivered on January the 7th. I think we've got just enough time here. Cut number one.
Addressing the heinous attack yesterday, and to those who broke the law, you will pay. You do not represent our movement. You do not represent our country. And if you broke the law, you can't say that. I already said you will pay. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defied the seat of dust. It's defiled, right? See, I can't see it very well. Okay, I'll do this. I'm going to do this. Let's go. But this election is now over. Congress has certified the results. I don't want to say the election's over. I just want to say Congress has certified the results without saying the election's over, okay?
But Congress has certified. Now Congress has
certified. Yeah, right.
Now Congress
I didn't say over. So let me see. Don't go to the paragraph before. Okay? I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack yesterday. Yesterday is a hard word for me.
Just take it out. The heinous attack. Heinous attack
on our history. Good. Take the word yesterday, because it doesn't work with the heinous attack on our country. Say on our country. Want to say that?
No.
My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote.
Okay. Is that bad? I don't think so. It's Jeff Katz from the Liberty University Studios in for my friend Todd Starnes. I watched these outtakes, and I kept thinking to myself, well, so what? That's been my takeaway from almost the entire kangaroo court they've established. So what?
Well, it's me. You notice right there, Jeff, Trump did not want to say that the election was over.
No, you're right. That's exactly what he said. And what exactly does that mean to you? How are you going to twist that? I thought that was a very honest thing that he said. He did not want to say the election was over. But he also was perfectly happy saying that Congress had certified the election. And he was also very clear in condemning those who committed acts of violence. I don't know. We'll try and tackle it a little bit more. Make sure you head over to Todd Starnes for all the information and stories you need. And follow Todd on Getter. And while you're there, follow the Jeff Katz Show, if you don't mind. I'd appreciate it. It is Jeff Katz. So happy to be in for Todd. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
It is the Todd Starnes Show, live from the Liberty University Studios. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. We've got so very much that we are dealing with as we head through the next couple of moments. This brutal, brutal attack on New York Congressman Lee Zeldin. He is the Republican nominee for Congress in New York. He's doing very well, by the way. Attacked. Clear to me that the attacker was trying to kill him. I mean, what else could it be? Zeldin is an Army vet. I mean, he's a good, solid guy. His running mate is a retired New York City police officer. People on his staff, along with him, got this guy. He's arrested. He's charged with a felony. And then prosecutors in New York say, well, you know, what are we going to do? Our laws say you can go. We will just take your word that you're coming back. I mean, it's insanity. Absolute insanity. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. If you have not seen the video of that attack, let me point you towards ToddStarnes.com. ToddStarnes.com. We've got another crisis. Well, heck, we've got an administration that seems to lurch from one crisis to another, and they keep creating more crises as they go. But the border crisis, it is gigantic. It is just unbelievable to think about the illegal aliens entering the country as we speak. Congressman Pat Fallon from Texas is joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He and his fellow Texans deal with this every single day. Congressman, thank you for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me on, and for a great American.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the kind words. So can you give us just sort of a lay of the land, paint the picture? What the heck is going on that southern border we have with Mexico?
Well, we, you know, in Texas, we have a 1,254-mile border with Mexico, and it's not a crisis. It's a catastrophe. So what we have is the kind of the tell of the tape is we've had 3.1 million illegal border crossings, Jeff, under Biden's watch, 800,000 known gotaways, which totals to 3.9 million people, which is more folks than live in 22 United States. The worst month we've ever had in border crossings was April with 234,000. It was 1,258% worse than the last time President Trump was in office in April. And then in May, it was almost 240,000, which was 930% worse than the last time President Trump was in office. So the border's wide open, it's porous. And the drug cartels are making wild profits, and Americans are less safe because this administration has shown no willingness whatsoever to secure the border.
Now, Congressman, you know, we always hear, well, these are just folks looking for a better life. They're trying to work hard and the rest of it. But as you just pointed out, the border, the northern Mexican border, is now completely, totally controlled by the drug cartels, correct?
Yeah, I mean, and they're making a record promise. Your listeners need to understand, because the mainstream media doesn't want to share this, is the drug cartel's GDP is approximately $30 billion a year, which is the size of a GDP of a small nation state. But they're also making not just money with narcotic trafficking, but human smuggling. They're charging $3,000 to $4,000 per person to cross the border. And if you don't have your bracelet, they could murder you. And they're going to also force you, some people, to be mules. Hey, take this bag of fentanyl. Hey, take this bag of methamphetamine. If you get caught, you do the 15 years in prison. So that's what's going on here. And in Mexico, they won't even allow journalists to report on drug cartel activities because they'll murder them and their family.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So I'm trying to figure out, and it's going to sound bizarre, Congressman, because you and I are sitting here and we're conservatives, we're Republicans, we love this country. I'd like to think that the people on the other side just have a different view of the world. You know, that the Democrats just think, this is a better way to do something. I just don't understand. What is the motivation for them to allow this catastrophe to continue to occur?
And you know what? That's a great question, Jeff, because an open and porous border is an immoral border for those that live north of it and south of it. 30% of the women that migrate from southern Mexico and Central America into our country illegally are raped or sexually assaulted along the journey. That's nearly one out of three. Where's the outcry there? How about the people? How about the 107,000 American deaths due to opioid overdoses, 80,000 of which are due solely to fentanyl, which is manufactured a lot of it in China, a lot of it in Mexico, but almost all of it is exclusively smuggled through Mexico into our country.
You know, that's the question we're trying to have answered. I don't hear anything from the Biden administration that makes any sense. And even when Secretary Mayorkas was speaking to some of the folks with the Border Patrol and Customs and Border Protection, those guys turned their backs and said, look, you're clueless or you're willingly being a danger. We're not sure which, but you just don't get this.
Yeah, well, they're not letting those find. We have great Customs and Border Patrol agents, and they're just not being allowed to do their job. I mean, Joe Biden has been in office for 548 days, and he has not visited the border once.
Right.
And it's atrocious. So there's a political consequence to be paid that I don't think he's realizing, because in Texas, we saw Myra Flores get elected, right?
Yep.
From District 34. And then we had Ryan Guillen, who was an 18-year state rep. He switched parties, and now he's the Republican nominee. And these are in districts that are 80% Hispanic and Republicans. We already have Tony Gonzalez. Monica Dela Cruz is going to win in CD 15. We got Casey Garcia that's got a very good chance of winning in, I think it's Congressional District 28. These people, you know why? Because somebody asked me this the other day. I think it was Fox. They said, and I said, because they're sick of the corruption, the cartels, the crime, and the chaos.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, you've got a governor there in Greg Abbott who is relocating some of these folks, and now the mayor in D.C. and the mayor in New York, they're outraged that these busloads of folks are going to their cities. What's the response from people in Texas when you hear this?
Well, they say, you know, it's the classic liberalism, not in my backyard, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
Joe Biden has made every state a border state, and you can't, the reason why, you know, down on the southern border, you can't have a town of, say, like 35,000 people. You can't put 15,000 people in that city in one day. There'd be no food left on the grocery shelves. I mean, it wipes out. It's like a locust. You know, it's bad for everyone. So I think we should have express buses, and they should go to Nancy Pelosi's neighborhood in San Francisco. They should go to Chuck Schumer's neighborhood up in New York, and they should go to Joe Biden's beach house in Delaware and let them deal with this, because we have an orderly way in which to immigrate to this country. We're all descendants of immigrants, and we are a nation of immigrants. We welcome folks. You just have to do it the right way.
Absolutely. Congressman Pat Fallon joining us represents a beautiful slice of Texas in the House of Representatives. One of your colleagues, Lee Zeldin, running for governor of New York, brutally attacked. Is it okay if I just ask you what your relationship with Lee Zeldin is and what you're thinking right about now?
No, Lee's great. He's a wonderful guy, a great American, and I saw that and it was atrocious. I mean, we've been, you know, conservatives are very consistent in so much as we always condemn all political violence.
Right.
Regardless. Yeah, right? And, you know, and Lee's attack was frightening, really, and chilling. Thankfully, he's fine. But he's a tough guy. He's a tough hombre. And like you said, he's doing great up there in New York, and he might just pull this one out and, as they say, you know, shock the world. Shock the world sometimes.
It'll be really interesting to see that happen. And I have to think, as we hear from more, believe it or not, liberals around America going, hey, we were all in with these George Soros Street DAs, rather, until somebody stole our car, until somebody broke into our house, until somebody hurt one of our family members. Now, all of a sudden, they're discovering that, well, maybe the laws ought to be enforced.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where I'm driving down the highway. When I see a police officer, I'm like, you know, because maybe I'm going a little too fast. But when you need them, they're a sight for sore eyes. And they're the ones that we pay to go into harm's way to protect us. And that's really what we're out. We have to recognize is, let's not make the bad guys good and the good guys bad. I mean, the people predators that harm folks, particularly the violent ones, sometimes people got to be, you know, those kind of folks got to be put in cages, and it makes everybody safe. If you're constantly, and you look at these folks that are criminal, like 4, 5, and 6-time convicted felons, these are folks that are, you know, they're habitual. And who do they harm the most? They're harming the most. People of color are the ones that get harmed the most by these kind of folks. I call them sharks, because you just don't want to be around when they're swimming by.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Congressman Pat Fallon joining us. Congressman, I got to ask you something just on a personal basis. Now, look, I'm doing research. I'm trying to get up to speed on some of your stuff, and I'm looking at the World Marathon Challenge. And I just have to tell you this: I live with a house full of runners, my wife, my sons. I had a conversation with one of my sons years ago, and you may or may not appreciate it, but hopefully you give me a little insight. He says to me, "Dad, I'm going outside to run." And I said, "Okay, well, go ahead and do it." He says, "You know, I just feel like I have to run." I said, "Well, go and do it." He says, you know how that feels, right? I said, no, son, never in my life have I felt like I just need to run. And he said, but Dad, you were a police officer. You went through the police academy and you had to run. And I said, well, yeah, but that's because there were guys in these big smoky bear hats driving Jeeps and they would have hit us if we stopped running. But you chose to run 7 marathons on 7 continents. Are you courageous or are you just a little bit nuts, Pat? Come on, spill the beans. What motivated you to do that?
In 7 days. Well, there's a little boy named Johnny Wade, and he was struggling and fighting for his life with melanoblastoma, which is a very rare form of cancer, 5% survivability in 1 year. And he just inspired me so much. I wanted to give him a distraction and raise money for him and pediatric cancer research.
You're a great man. You're a great man. Pat, my hat is off to you. Listen, I appreciate you making time for us, and I really appreciate what you've done to help people. I look forward to chatting with you again.
Thanks, Jeff. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Have a blessed weekend. That is Congressman Pat Fallon out of Texas. Good guy, solid conservative. And you heard what he had to say about the border. Right, he corrected me. I said it was a crisis. He said, you know, it stopped being a crisis. It's a catastrophe. And what's the real motivation of the Biden administration, do you think? And where are the Democrats headed? Because it looks to me, you know, I don't do predictions. Because had I done predictions, I would have won Mega Millions the other day. And probably you and I wouldn't be chatting. But what's the long game for the Democrats? It looks like they are getting tired of Joe Biden, that they're using him as the useful idiot that many of us thought he was what he was. I mean, all forever. Joe Biden's been in Congress one way or another, Senate, as long as I've been alive. That's a long time. You think they're done with him? 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. You're always welcome to jump in, grab a piece of this. I will remind you, we got brand new listeners today. New affiliate, Cool 1540 in Youngstown, Ohio. And I'm very, very excited to have them here. If you want to be part of the program today, 844-747-8868, and you get on the air, because there's a little bit of an audition process, you understand. But if you make it onto the air, you will get yourself a signed copy of Todd's latest book, The Daily Devotional, Our Daily Biscuit. It really is great fun to read. And if you're listening out in the Salem, Oregon area, KYKN is the affiliate out there. That's where Todd is right now. That's why I'm sitting here and enjoying myself in the Liberty University studio. Todd is out in Oregon. The big Todd Starnes barbecue is coming up. I know he's going to be posting photos and all sorts of reviews and what have you. He'll do that at toddstarnes.com. You ought to be following Todd on Facebook as well. If you're over on Facebook, look for Todd Starnes. And if you don't mind, I'd love to have you follow me. Go to, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. Easy enough. You like the page and you can find all of my stuff there. Same thing over on Getter. Great social media platform. Follow Todd Starnes over there. And if you don't mind, while you're over there, follow The Jeff Katz Show. I would appreciate that. Jeff Katz in for Todd. It is The Todd Starnes Show. It's the Todd Starnes Show from the Liberty University Studios. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. We were just chatting with Congressman Pat Fallon from Texas, this border catastrophe. He corrected me. I said it's a crisis. He said, oh, no, Jeff, it's a catastrophe. And I was just curious what your sense of it was. 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. Tom is listening on KYKN in Salem, Oregon, where they're getting ready for the big Todd Starnes barbecue. Tom, welcome to the Todd Starnes Show.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's good. I didn't realize that you had experience. That's great.
Yeah. But, long time ago.
On this border deal, it's an I think it's war against the country. Let's be trying to bluff anybody that uses drugs, and I think he might be kind of vying for the head of the cartel because he's helped make them so much money. He's probably their number one money maker. out there in the field or in the White House, wherever he's at.
Yeah. You know, it's bizarre you say that, but I got to tell you something. You might not be too far off the mark that thanks to Joe Biden, thanks to the Democrats, thanks to this ridiculous, I don't even call it a policy because it's a lack of a policy in the nicest terms, but yes, you're right. They have made the Mexican drug cartels an awful lot of money, and they just don't seem to be concerned with the fentanyl that's coming across. They don't seem to be concerned with the women and girls who are raped and abused. They just, I don't know. I keep trying to figure out what the game is, but I just can't figure it out.
Yeah, it's terrible. And actually, I also think that we should try to inform the other Democrats that might be out there that basically the communists or socialists and / communists have taken leadership of their party, and they just want to drive our country into the ground, at least the common working man.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a great point, Tom. I certainly appreciate you calling the Todd Starn Show. Tom raised a great point there. Do the Democrats themselves even realize who's in control of their party? I had a conversation just yesterday, believe it or not. I have a manager that I work for at News Radio WRVA. That's where I'm based. Of course, we're very, very proud to carry the Todd Starn Show. And he's a full-on Democrat, unapologetic Democrat, big New York liberal. And he says to me, oh, come on, Jeff, you know, AOC's not really the leader of the party. And I said to him, yeah, she is. No, yeah. This is the thing, is that Democrats themselves, like traditional Democrats, they don't fully understand that the party that they once belonged to has disappeared. I grew up in Philadelphia. I was Democrat most of my life. I think I was, honest to goodness, 18 years old before I met a Republican. And I was in my 30s before I thought, wait a minute, yeah, that's where I belong. Ronald Reagan, I'm looking at a framed picture I have of President Reagan way back when he was on the radio, very young man in Iowa. What did President Reagan say? He said, hey, I didn't leave the Democrats. They left me. I think Tom's on to something there. The Democrats have left the very people they claim to advocate for. You can't tell me you're concerned about working people when you have given everybody a 9% pay cut thanks to this outrageous, out-of-control inflation. That is what's going on. Check out ToddStarns.com. ToddStarns.com. Make sure you're following Todd on Facebook and Twitter and on Getter. It is Jeff Katz in for my dear friend Todd. This is The Todd Starn Show. It's The Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. A lovely, lovely Friday. It really, really is. I want to make sure that you check out ToddStarns.com. Everything that we've been talking about, everybody that we've had the opportunity to chat with, you'll find everything. Really, one-stop shopping, if you will, at ToddStarns.com. There are a lot of discussions going on as we speak about, well, what's really going on with Joe Biden. I grew up in Philadelphia. Joe Biden has essentially been in the U.S. Senate my entire life. And because Delaware doesn't really have its own television station, there's a public television station there that doesn't really do very much. So we in Philadelphia always had a, quote, Delaware bureau, and there wasn't much happening there. But I've seen Joe Biden my entire life, his entire, I'm making those annoying air quotes, career. He's a hack. He's always been a hack. He is a nasty, nasty, creepy dude. And always has been. And now we're told, well, you know, we got to feel sorry. He has COVID now. The other day he told us he had cancer. Before that he told us he had asthma. It doesn't seem like he knows what's going on. But here's the thing. It's his agenda. And the agenda items he's been pushing. That's the real issue, I think. And somebody who I think did a great job kind of tackling this, addressing some of this, Liz Peek, a wonderful, wonderful columnist. I'm thrilled that Liz is joining us this afternoon. Liz, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, the pleasure is mine. Let's dive right into this. Is it Joe Biden's health or is it Joe Biden's playbook? Which is the real problem?
Well, I think it's both. But I think what we've seen in the last 2 weeks is all the liberal media circling the wagons and agreeing that it is now okay to talk about Joe Biden's age. I mean, it's really quite remarkable, I think, when all the liberal newspapers, TV stations, et cetera, all of a sudden come upon a discovery. Joe Biden's 79 years old. Who knew? You know, this is great breaking news from the liberal media. And guess what? Most of us already understood that. But now it's okay to talk about it because obviously his presidency is failing very badly. His approval ratings are historically, epically low, 31% in a Quinnipiac poll, which, by the way, tends to lean left in terms of its orientation, political orientation. But so I think Democrats now, progressive Democrats, like the people that run the New York Times and MSNBC and the Washington Post, are horrified that Joe Biden will go down as a failed president and his policies will go along with that. And I think what they are really desperately trying to do is separate those two things and say, well, it's Joe because he's old, but, you know, fighting climate change is still very, very important, and fighting racism is very, very important, and all these things that they have sort of made sort of germane to Joe Biden's presidency. And meanwhile, Americans are looking at Joe Biden and saying, well, wait a minute, climate change, according to Monmouth polling, is number 12 on our list of important issues. What's number one is the price of gasoline. And so we don't like what he's doing. We don't like his policies, his anti-oil policy, his policy that, you know, wants to stem inflation by spending another $3 trillion, raising taxes on small businesses as we careen into the ditch of recession here. I mean, none of what he's trying to do makes sense or is popular, but they are not budging an inch. And I think they've got a real problem, obviously.
So let me ask you, do you think they are just completely and totally tone deaf? Do they think they can shift the American populace to forget that they just paid $4.50 a gallon for gas and go, oh, yes, there's a, I don't know, a snail dart or somewhere. You're right. That's far more important than me taking my kids to soccer practice or school or church or synagogue. I mean, do they really believe they're changing how people think?
Yes. And I think there's a lot you can say about this. Number one, it's sort of a cliche now to say that the Democratic Party has moved so far away from working class America. I mean, they just have. They are not in touch with the guys who run, who drive pickup trucks and who are really desperately in need of some relief at the pump because that is probably one of their top expenses in their lives. They're the liberal elites of our country who are now more and more aligned with the Democratic Party. They are focused on issues that really do not involve everyday Americans. Climate change is something that, you know, I think most people think, yes, that the climate has gotten somewhat warmer. I was just sitting at my desk thinking, when was the last time someone asked one of these people who are pressing upon us the desperate need to shut down our oil and gas business, the fact that China is accelerating its use of and construction of coal-fired power plants. Does anyone care that China's emissions are twice what those are, what these are in the United States, that they have given no indication that they are going to move the needle on what they are trying to do? By the way, India, the same. What we do is so microscopically unimportant compared to what's going on in China. We are not going to make much difference. But what we are going to do, and something that China is rejoicing over, we're going to hobble our economy. If we consider this, in Germany right now, electricity prices are six times what they are in the United States. Why? Partly because of Russia, to be sure. But really, it started even before Russia when they became dependent on renewable fuel. In the UK, when the wind stopped blowing last August, their electricity prices went up sixfold. Do you think you can run a healthy economy in the United States with electricity and power prices six times what they are now? No, you cannot. This is a huge, huge issue. And these idiots who are making these decisions, and I really think they are blinded by their ideology and devotion to this climate thing to the point where they can't see that they're going to crush our country.
That's a great point. Liz Peek is joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Jeff Katz in for Todd Starnes today. The Liberty University Studios, where we're coming from. I'm looking at this column that you have posted, Liz, and I'm also just poking around and like you, I'm trying to figure out what the real deal is. There's a story the other day, John F. Kerry, our, I don't know, Minister of Climate Propaganda or whatever the official title is, flies around his family's private jet. 300 metric tons of carbon that were emitted during his efforts to save us from carbon emission. And I'm thinking, yeah, the only carbon footprint these people care about is one that's kind of shaped like a work boot or a cowboy boot.
Yeah, I mean, it's hypocrisy. Obviously, John Kerry's living his dream life of being an influencer at a high level, you know, and not really taking any responsibility for his own climate generation or emissions generation. These are not serious people. When Pete Buttigieg talks about how high gasoline prices are just so great because they'll convince everybody to go and buy an electric vehicle. Have they really figured out what a transference to electric vehicles means in terms of electric grids, in terms of rare materials that we don't have in this country? I saw a post on Twitter, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, that someone came in with an EV that's past warranty, and it was diagnosed as needing new batteries, $23,000.
Yep.
Is that possible? I mean, but does anyone actually care about that? I mean, people care about what these vehicles are going to need in the way of maintenance, how we're going to dispose of the batteries. Mm-hmm. In other words, fine, figure it out. But meanwhile, a lot of these climate people don't understand that electricity comes from coal, gas, oil, and other fossil fuels, in addition to, at the margin, renewable energy. I literally saw a film. It was meant to be sort of a celebration of a new charging station somewhere, like I think in Michigan. And the reporter offline was kind of saying, well, wait, okay, where's the power come from? And the person said, you know, here, it's electric, and they're plugging it in. And the guy, well, where's the electricity come from? And unfortunately, there was a utility guy there that says 95% coal. I mean, you know, you can't make up a scene like that, right? And it wasn't like staged. That's literally where the power was coming from. And here they were celebrating, oh, heaven, you know, they're not using oil. They're going to use coal, basically, to run this car.
It's just incredible. Hey, Liz, for everybody who wants to take a look at not just this column, but all of your great reporting, your great insight, what's the best way for them to do that?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. I have a website, lizpeek.com. It's P-E-E-K. I post everything on Twitter religiously. I'm very active on Twitter, and I follow people back, so I encourage that. But thank you. And basically everything shows up there.
Wonderful. lizpeek.com. Liz, I appreciate you making time for us. Have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, you too. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. That is Liz Peek. By all means, head on over to lizpeek.com, lizpeek.com. Take a look at what she's covering. The climate stuff, I'm going to use that phrase again. God, I'm getting scared. I'm of an age. Oh, I hate that. But seriously, you hit decade five and all of a sudden every sentence seems to begin with I'm of an age or you're of an age. I do understand now, by the way, why people who are 75 and 85 begin every sentence with, you know, I'm 75 years old. I'll tell you why they do that. I figured it out when I turned 50. Because you've seen this. You've seen the show before. You've seen the movie. You've seen the play. You know how it goes. You know how it ends. So I saw when we were heading into another ice age. Right? Cover of, I don't know, Newsweek or Time or whatever one of those things was, right? Oh, we're entering the new ice age. And then that didn't happen. Well, we're entering the hottest weather in history. And then that didn't happen. Oh, by the way, the way to solve both the coming ice age and the coming season of hellfire was the same. Higher taxes. And then they said, well, it's just global climate change. And I'm thinking, that's the weather. I am old enough to know, summertime, it's a little warm. Wintertime can be a little chilly. Sometimes you see extremes. I get it. One day is just super hot. You don't know exactly why. And then you move on with your life. So Liz has got a lot of writing about that. And you really ought to take a look at that. Now, while you're online, can I make a suggestion to you? Visit ToddStarnes.com. Now, for me, it is a not just a daily visit. It is a multi-time visit. I am looking at Todd's website all the time. All sorts of great articles, all of the wonderful books that Todd has written over the years. Our Daily Biscuit is the newest one, right? The devotional. And I'm sure, I can almost guarantee that Todd's working on a new book as we speak. He's always working on a new book. It's amazing what he is able to do. So do yourself a favor, check out ToddStarnes.com. And while you're online, I am going to ask you a favor. What the heck? Would you check out The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook and over on Getter as well? If you could give me a follow, The Jeff Katz Show over on Getter, I would appreciate it. Jeff Katz in for my friend Todd. This is The Todd Starnes Show. It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz in for Todd. And it has been an interesting day, to be sure. I'm just taking a look at some news coming across as we speak. Steve Bannon found guilty of contempt of Congress because he ignored that January 6th hearing subpoena. Now, he faced two misdemeanor charges. They could each mean 30 days to a year in prison, and that's for each one. So in theory, he could be sentenced to 60 days up to a range of 2 years. But he has been found guilty of contempt of Congress. I am not an attorney. I don't pretend to be one. I don't play one on the radio or the TV. But I've got to think there'll be an appeal on all of this. And we'll see how that goes out. By the way, the district judge in this case, Carl Nichols, discharged the jury after hearing closing arguments from both the prosecution and the defense. It was the Department of Justice that charged Steve Bannon with two counts of contempt of Congress. Bannon had claimed executive privilege precluded him from appearing before the committee to talk about that. All right. Well, I don't know exactly how this goes, but I am sure that we have not heard the last of that. The January 6th Kangaroo Circus does continue, by the way. I think we've got a new episode coming out tonight. I think it's coming out tonight. There's always seemingly a guest star of note. Most of them don't really seem to hit it out of the park, if you know what I mean. That Cassidy Hutchinson was the one that was just supposed to put this whole thing to rest. My gosh, she was there and she said, listen, Donald Trump, he was choking a Secret Service agent and he was jumping into the front seat and trying to steer the vehicle and grabbing the steering wheel. And I can remember watching that and I thought, well, wow. I don't know what this has to do with anything, but it was interesting. But then as soon as she said this stuff, you had the Secret Service folks going, if you don't mind, we'd love to chat. We would really be very, very happy to be placed under oath. We would testify because what she's saying just didn't happen. Then there was some dust up. Remember, there was a note and she claimed, and I think this is what she claimed, something like the White House counsel at Pat Cipollone had said, oh my God, we've got to do this or we're going to be charged with every crime in America. And then they called in Pat Cipollone and had him there for 8 hours. And then one of the cast members on the January 6th miniseries said, oh yeah, we didn't ask him to corroborate anything that the other witness said. In fact, that member of the committee said, oh, we would never ask a witness to corroborate what another witness said. And I thought, that's kind of the point of having witnesses. is that you're always, if you really are looking for the truth, and of course they're not, but if you really were looking for the truth, well, you'd be looking for the truth. You would be asking other people to confirm or deny. You would have a defense. That's the thing you need to remember about this. This is completely and totally one-sided. And I don't care whether you like Donald Trump or you dislike Donald Trump. Did you vote for Donald Trump? Did you not vote for Donald Trump? It doesn't matter. We are talking about standards. We're talking about ethics. And if you're going to accuse anyone, whether it's the former president of the United States or your neighbor or your cousin, well, don't you have to be truthful and fair? Don't you have to offer them the opportunity to mount some sort of a defense? Look, this thing, in my opinion, is pure politics. It's not going to arise above that. And I guess that's kind of where we are. I'm sorry to tell you. Hey, quick reminder that we always thank our friends over at Patriot Mobile, because everybody that is here on this program joining us at Liberty University Studios is there via the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Now, I am excited to see what sort of writing and what sort of photos Todd's going to be posting as he's visiting the big Todd Starnes barbecue with the great affiliate out there in Salem, Oregon. I do have a favor to ask. Look, it's my one chance. Would you please jump on Getter and follow The Jeff Katz Show on Getter? Seriously, follow The Jeff Katz Show on Getter. Check it out on Facebook as well. Of course, make sure you're visiting ToddStarnes.com all the time. Jeff in for Todd. It's the Todd Starnes Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.